All around?
Yeah, they're scattered around, around the area.
Well, how about lower class? Is there a certain area for those?
Yeah, they're right in front of the city. When the mill first opened in that area, they built mill houses for it to attract labor in. And so the lesser homes, although they're really picking up and some are being restored very nicely, they're right in front of the mill, about four blocks deep for about a half mile or so, for the same style house.
Oh,
all the
yeah.
houses are the same. Or they were built the same originally, but now they've been renovated and restored and, you know, and remodeled so that they are different now. But initially they were all the same.
Hmm. Are there certain tourist attractions that you would take people to see in Lynette?
Well, there's a new one, but it's not, not in Lynette, no.
Where?
West Point.
Uh-huh.
Lake West Point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new dam. The Chattahoochee has a dam there.
Mm-hmm. Anything in Lynette itself?
No.
Are there any parks?
No, there's recreational parks, you know, basketball courts and tennis courts and things like that, but there's not any parks.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about museums or
no.
historical places?
There's a couple of historical monuments to people.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And there's one marker for a battle. It's in West Point.
Oh, everything seems to be in West
yeah.
Point, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right, let's see. Is there an airport nearby?
There is a very skimpy, you know, very skimpy airport in Hughley.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
For Cessnas and small planes, nothing for any large planes. The closest airport is Columbus, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. How far away is that?
About 50 miles.
Okay. Well, assuming you would not be flying into Lynette then, what road would you be coming in on?
85 South.
Okay. Do you have any other names for those big roads, or do you always call them by number?
Interstate, freeway, expressway, highway.
If you're driving a long one and there's a place where you pull off to stop, what would you call it?
Rest area.
Okay. Would it matter whether it had restroom facilities and service stations? Or still a rest area, regardless. Okay. What is the, what do you call the lines that are painted down the street to keep you in your lane?
Lane barriers. I never call them anything.
Well, you just, if your friend was driving, you might say, be careful, don't cross the...
Marker.
Okay. And what if it's a concrete thing in the middle?
Median.
All right. What if it has grass on it?
Median.
All right. A place where you would get off one of these...
Exit.
And a place where you get on?
Entrance.
Mm-hmm. Any other limited access roads, not necessarily in Lynette, I guess they wouldn't have it, but in a big city where you have to enter and leave at certain exits and entrances. They don't have regular stoplights or anything. What do you call them in Atlanta?
Access roads. I don't know.
Well,
I can't picture what you're talking about.
Well, you had said...
Street for me.
You had mentioned expressway and freeway, and I wondered what you meant by those.
Oh. I don't distinguish... Anything that doesn't have any stoplights on it, I can call all three.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, fine.
I really have no distinction, except the more the interstate would be going between states.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other terms would be for...
Yeah, yeah. All right, you mentioned Main Street. What are other main streets in Lynette?
I don't know.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
How about some neighborhood streets in your neighborhood, for instance? Do they have names?
They don't have streets. It's roads.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I see. Good.
Just, you know, community roads. Lafette Highway. I lived on Lafette Highway.
Mm-hmm.
It was Highway 54.